Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Apparently, if you spend the time to read the decision from the judge in the Deshaun Watson case, Evan?
Yes.
It's a really interesting thing. She said in her, in announcing the six-game suspension, and I'm quoting now, "I find that the NFL has carried its burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Mr. Watson engaged in sexual assault defined by the NFL against four of the therapists." Period. Stop. So here's what's interesting. Judge Robinson agreed that there's enough evidence that Deshaun Watson sexually assaulted four women.
Right.
I have not seen all the evidence. I'm not claiming to know how I would, you know, view it, but here's a very well-respected judge saying that, in her opinion, it's there. There's enough evidence there to go after him. So here's the strange thing about it. If you believe that you've now read and looked at evidence to support a claim of sexual assault against four different women, how do you only give him six games? That's the new question. And that's a fair question.
Of course.
I'm not saying he assaulted any of them, all of them, two of them, one. I don't know. I've never seen all the evidence. I don't think you have either. But if you decided, based on seeing the evidence, that he assaulted four independent women who ostensibly were there to give him massages and wound up dealing with assault, How do you only get six games?
Because
out of that?
In her mind, from what I was reading, since it wasn't physical assault,
okay,
that there's a different standard, which is insane, by the way.
I mean, what kind of assault was it? Sexual assault by what, if not physical? Verbal? Like, I'm asking. It's a rhetorical question,
obviously. Did you read what she wrote, though, about it?
I didn't read the whole thing yet, no.
That was part of her reasoning for why it was only six games. And the NFL's in a weird spot because the NFL has 3 days, really 2 days, to decide to appeal it. And the appeal would be Roger Goodell either deciding himself or appointing someone else
Which
to decide.
Which is really weird to me that that's the way this is set up. Like, if you appoint an independent arbiter, as this judge apparently is, and you're gonna, and both sides agree that Judge Robinson is above and beyond reproach, and we're going to go with whatever her decision is, whether it's six games or a full year, which is what the NFL originally wanted.
That's what they wanted,
You got to live with it, right?
Well, what's funny is last night, I don't know if you noticed this, but last night the NFLPA comes out and says, whatever the judge announces, we will respect. We will not appeal it. We will not fight it.
That means they knew.
Of course it means they knew, because they came out right away last night and said, whatever the judge decides, we support. Right. NFL did not say that, by the way.
The Players Association got an advanced look
so
at what it was.
Yeah, they had a heads up that it was going to be a six-game suspension, which, look, I don't want to go down the road of comparing it to other suspensions.
I don't think it's right to.
Because it's wrong. Like, there's a reason why PED suspensions and gambling suspensions look very different. It impugns the integrity of the game.
Nobody is saying that assaulting a human being is not as bad or worse than a guy doing drugs, someone gambling, etc. And the people that put that out there, it's just a stupid argument.
Well, look, it's the same way in baseball. A guy does steroids, he's suspended 100 games. A guy like Aroldis Chapman or Jose Reyes beats up his girlfriend, it's 30 games or 50. Like,
come on.
That's not the comparison. The comparison I would use, and you could correct me if you disagree, is Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger was accused of rape. many years ago by one woman. And the charges were dropped, and the NFL suspended him for 6 games, and then it was reduced to 4. Deshaun Watson is accused by 30 different women.
Yeah.
Not necessarily of the same thing Ben was accused of, but it's not 5 women. It's not 3 women. Not that it makes it okay. But 30 women are making disgusting accusations against him.
Right. Even if you took 20 of them and threw them out as money gold diggers, who there was no assault, you're still left with a lot of women.
Right.
And by the way, 4's too many women. 1's too many women. But it's just interesting to me that she thought there was enough evidence to prove sexual assault and only gave 6 games. Now, the flip side of that is the NFL, with Judge Robinson's punishment now being announced, did more for those four alleged victims than courts of law did.
Yeah, they did nothing.
So everyone's yelling and screaming that the NFL came off easy. First off, the NFL didn't come off easy. Their independent arbitrator did. It's not the NFL. The NFL has the right to say, we're not accepting the results, and we're going to give them a 10-game, a full year. And then, of course, the PA can argue that, and it'll find the inside of a courtroom at some point. But they still did more than 2 different grand juries did. Right?
But that's not the standard that we have.
No.
I mean, look at the amount of guys that have been suspended over the years where charges were dropped.
Right, and if I'm Deshaun Watson's representatives, I would have said the same thing last night. Knowing it was going to be 6 games, let's take our 6 games and run away.
Oh, I'll be thrilled.
Because it's not a huge fine. Deshaun got a $15 million check today as part of his guaranteed contract and the bonus for this year. And the fine is a nominal fine because how they structure the contract. If Roger Goodell says we want to move forward and we don't want Deshaun Watson or sexual assault to be in the newspaper every day going into the preseason games, let's walk away. Deshaun Watson got off very easy.
Oh, no doubt.
And that's it.
I mean, Deshaun Watson won this thing, essentially.
Yes.
He really did. And so did the Cleveland Browns, because the Browns gave up a ton. They got ripped for it, the contract and all that. 6 weeks into the season starting, he's going to get to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, and he's not playing against the Jets. And I know that seems crass to bring up a football part of this, but that's the reality of it. Every single one of us, regardless of who you root for, wanted to know, are the Cleveland Browns playing our team with Deshaun Watson or Jacoby Brissett?
Yes.
I'll take Jacoby in week 2.
They better
roll the dice.
They better freaking win that game, though. I mean, if you want to turn it into football, let's turn it into football. They better beat the Browns week 2 in Cleveland.
Well, I've got good news.
What?
Really good news.
What?
You're going to yell at me, but I got good news.
What's that?
Are you ready? Our guy threw an 80-yard touchdown pass, say, to our other guy.
Elijah Moore, yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to yell at you.
What?
I want to be fair. When Mekhi Becton is ripped day one of practice, it doesn't look good at right tackle, I calm you. I say, calm down. It doesn't mean anything.
It's ridiculous.
It's the same thing with the brilliant throw. Like, the season is what's going to matter.
The ball traveled 60 yards in the air.
It's great. You know what I want from preseason? I want guys to stay healthy.
Of course.
Because last year with Carl Lawson, that didn't happen. And that, not that the season would have been that much different,
but
defensively
it
would have been.
Yeah.
It derailed that defense immediately. So I want everyone to just stay in one piece.
80-yard touchdown.
I know.
What's up? Here's, we get back to the Mets and all the Mets stuff and DeGrom, but the Deshaun Watson thing is very interesting. Six games, and you can't argue that it's your boys' club, female judge, totally independent, with a career, an impeccable resume.
Doesn't mean you can't criticize her decision.
She could be a great
judge. I'm saying I can criticize the decision.
There are a lot of people, probably not the majority, but there are a lot of voices out there saying, wait a minute, no grand jury indictment.
Right.
Right?
But that's not how it works.
Settled all the cases.
But if that's the case,
why is he being suspended at all?
Then very few guys would be suspended.
I agree,
in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
That's their view. We represent both sides of it.
I don't know what Goodell's going to do, but my first reaction is he's going to let it go. Because I think you hit on it. He's going to want it to go away.
Yes.
And once the suspension is served, and yes, there's controversy and people rip the decision, eventually, like it did with Ben, it goes away.
Because, yes, the last thing the NFL wants is a protracted legal fight that takes up the headlines every week of the NFL season, waiting for a new judge's decision, waiting for an agreement, a settlement, whatever the case may be. you can end this and put it away and put it to bed until week 7 of the NFL season. Yep. It'll be a big story that he's coming back, as it should be, star player, you know, in his prime, mid-20s. And then it's done.
And he doesn't want to fight with the Players Association. Right. He doesn't want a lawsuit. He doesn't want to have to deal with Congress. So I think, even though many of us, I think, believe the NFL should fight for a tougher suspension, I don't think they're going to deem it worth it.
No, not. If you told me that they were going to add a financial penalty to it, which I believe is their right to, I'd have to double check that. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
It's minor, though.
But yeah, that is just a rounding error. It's a clerical thing. Like, no joke, Deshaun Watson today got a $15 million check.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, and his agent, and he knew all about this. That's why we discussed it months ago.
Yeah, I want
when
his
he signed
agent.
That contract
He's got
with
a great
Cleveland.
Agent.
Yeah.
I would take that whole agency team to represent me. I'm just, you know.
Sure.
I don't make enough money, I don't think.
You also may not be quite Deshaun Watson talent-wise.
Well,
you've
make,
got a lot of talent, but I don't know.
I'm making enough money. Like, if I was making $10 million a year, I bet you they'd take my phone call.
Yeah. Good luck getting that from this
right?
company.
No, I'm not getting $10 million a year from this company.
No.
I'm not getting half of that. I'm not getting a tenth of that. I'm not getting a 20th of that. I'm very happy to be here, though.
Right.
Yeah, could you imagine getting a $15 million check?
No.
Like, the way I live my life, I legitimately never have to work again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm done.
No doubt.
$15 million, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's just one. He gets three more of those
Listen,
checks.
Listen, man, there are a lot
as far
of,
as the bonus
there
goes.
Are a lot of jobs in this world, whether it's being a big-time actor or being a politician who does a speech and they get written a check of like $80,000 for a speech.
Yeah.
There are a lot of professions that are not like us and most people listening.
I mean,
where one check can change everything.
I thought it was great when I got offered 10 grand to pose naked for Playgirl. I thought that was going to be life-changing. $15 million, though. Like, what's the biggest check you ever had in your hands? That you ever, like, and I guess I have to say made out to you,
the
bud.
Biggest.
Yeah, like,
oh,
what's the biggest check you ever sold?
When I sold my apartment.
Okay,
when
so a six-figure check. Probably,
yeah, so
right.
I got, like, the big check for the apartment.
Right.
Because I paid a lot of the mortgage down.
Right.
And so, wasn't $15 million, I can tell you that.
Sure.
But I remember having that check and realizing, wow, immediately, it's going to the house we're buying,
yes.
And it's not even buying the house.
It was only used temporarily.
It's a small part of the down payment.
There you go.
Right.
But that was a nice check.
But it was fun for those moments when I looked at it
yeah.
and said, whoa.
When you're like, paid to the order of Evan Roberts, $95,000. And you're like, yes.
Yes.
How am I going to spend it all?
Oh, wait.
And then you recognized, huh.
Yeah.
I still need more money.
Yeah. This ain't even close to being enough.
Here's Fred in Jersey City. Fred, what's going on?
Hey, great show, fellas. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, Freddie.
Funny thing that happened this morning.
What's up?
We were getting ready to go on duty, and it's like four season cops. We're all talking the breeze about, you know, trash talking about the Yankees and the Mets.
Yeah.
And then this rookie comes over, and he says, hey, what do you guys think about maybe we trade DeGrom for Ohtani? We looked at each other like, how dare he even talk to us? And we threw him in the back of the patrol car.
That's funny.
During the course of my tour, I said, you know, the kid might have something there because, you know, DeGrom is probably going to opt out. So if we can get Ohtani, think that's possible?
No.
I mean,
no.
So you
no.
want to trade, no. in case people miss it, he was saying no. trade DeGrom for Ohtani.
Well, before I even give you the Met angle, and I'm not even going to give you the Met angle, I'm just going to tell you the Anaheim Angels or the Los Angeles Angels would never make that trade. They suck their debt. If they're ever trading Ohtani, they're doing it to take your entire farm system. They're not going to do it for a pitcher who can opt out in 2 months. So before I even say, I'm not even going to say anything about my aspect of it because it's not worth it. That deal would never happen. But what's weird about Ohtani from a Yankee fan perspective or a Met fan perspective is I've been wrestling in my brain, how do you evaluate a guy who's done something we've never seen before? Like,
He's one of one. Right.
Like, isn't he worth almost anything because he does something we've never seen before? You're acquiring two players. You're acquiring a top pitcher and a top bat. That's what you're getting. So when you try to make it equivalent to something, it would be like if the Nationals traded Juan Soto and a healthy Steven Strasburg when he was good. And you're getting both of those guys. Because isn't Ohtani a mix of two? Obviously, he's not as good as Soto as a hitter, but you get what I'm getting at. You're getting the same. You're getting Gerrit Cole and you're getting Anthony Rizzo.
Right.
I didn't want to say Judge. You're getting a combination that we've never seen before. So if you're the Yankees or the Mets. Like,
it's almost like if you're a collector and, you know, like the T-Rex becomes available. And it's the only one. Like one sold the other day for like $60 million. And all these paleontologists were pissed off that it went to a private collector. But how do you put a value on it?
Right.
Right? It's kind of like that. It's like such a unique thing that it's impossible to give it any legitimate street value.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you have to.
When he's a free agent at the end of next year, and that's going to be the real fun part because it's open for everybody, the Mets, the Yankees.
And you have to imagine there's no way he's staying there.
Right. So he's in the open market. And let's say he continues to do this for one more year. Doesn't that guy get $70 million a year? I'm not joking. Because he's the bat worth $30 million a year, plus he's the pitcher worth $35 million a year. So,
yeah,
doesn't his agent sit down and say to all the teams in baseball, he's literally worth $70 million
a year? Is he a Boris guy or no?
I forget who reps him. I don't think so. I don't think he's a Boris guy.
I know Boris is probably angling to get him, though.
I'm sure.
I'm sure Boris said one of his clients, does Boris represent Trout? He must have Trout, right?
His agent, by the way, is Naz Bilello of CAA Sports.
CAA. All right. So, I mean, they're heavy hitters as well.
Yeah.
Right.
But think about that. And as a Met fan or if you're a Yankee fan out there, and you are going to try to assume he can remain being the same guy for a few more years where he pitches at a high level and hits at a high level, isn't he worth more than anything we could imagine?
If someone told you that he is privately saying to people, 10 years, $500 million. And that seems absurd to read that amount for a baseball player. But when you consider that Juan Soto only, quote unquote, plays outfield and was offered $440, is it that big of a stretch to say that this guy gets $500?
Looking at the way he hits, he's worth on the open market $30 million a year. Want to say a little bit less? Okay, $27 million a year. As a pitcher, the way he's pitching, if Max Scherzer's getting $42 million, he's not Max Scherzer, but you want to say he's worth $30 million a year? So if you're being fair about it, isn't he worth $57 million a year?
That'd be crazy. He should sign the single largest contract in pro sports history.
But here's
right?
But here's the other thing that I think Steve Cohen's going to think about. I don't know if Hal's going to think about this as much. He's an attraction. That is a guy that when you he sells tickets like very few baseball players do. So while you're paying him a lot more than anybody else, you could certainly argue he's worth it, not from a performance standpoint, but from a marketing and jersey sales and ticket sales standpoint.
I heard a terrible rumor. And when I say terrible, not that I'd be opposed to it happening, that it just seems so stupid.
What?
But, you know, you can't put it past anybody these days. Did you hear the same rumor or no?
What's the rumor?
That the Yankees have isolated a starting pitcher that they're going to bring here?
They've isolated?
That they focused on a guy that they're... stupid.
They want to go after Noah Syndergaard? Is that who you're talking to?
No. No, not Noah Syndergaard. No.
A guy now or a guy during the offseason?
A guy now that they recognize, like you said earlier, that one of their needs would be another starting pitcher,
right? Yep.
That there's a guy that they may consider bringing in.
I have no idea what you're going with
I want to be clear about this. I think it's nonsense. I think it's invented. I think it's made up. I don't believe it's going to happen. Nor do I think it is happening.
Oh, I got a prediction.
Go ahead.
Marcus Stroman.
No.
Oh.
That'd be great, though. No, not Marcus Stroman.
And who the heck are you talking about?
I can tell you this guy... has started 16 games this year. He has thrown 109 innings. His ERA is 2.63.
Oh.
And his whip, whatever that means, is 1.02.
So he's having a really good year.
He's having a really good year.
All right. Who is it?
Masahiro Tanaka.
Oh, from Yeah, but isn't he under contract in Japan?
I don't know how that works. But yeah. That's the latest thing.
That's not a bad thing if you could ever pull that off. Tanaka could still pitch here.
Yeah, I'm sure
And he was a money pitcher when he was here.
Yeah.
I don't think you could acquire him.
So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, if you find out the New York Yankees have one signing and one signing only, and it's Tanaka, what do you do?
So you're telling me, just to walk down this fictitious road,
that
his Japanese baseball team lets him out of his contract.
Yeah, he's playing for the Rakuten Golden Eagles.
Oh, they're good. Okay. So the Rakuten Golden Eagles say, you know what, Masa, we know you miss it. We understand. We're going to make a very special maneuver to allow you out of your deal. How would Yankee fans respond?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they'd actually be ecstatic.
Ecstatic?
Tanaka was a very good Yankee who you trust in a big spot.
No, he was a big game pitcher.
Dude, one of the things you always worry about, I have it as a Met fan, and Yankee fans have it even more so, is the worry of, can that guy pitch here? Can that guy handle it here? I think it's a part of why Met fans have warmed up to David Robertson, not just having a good year, but we've seen him do it in New York.
Yeah.
Masahiro Tanaka was always a guy when he was here that you trusted. I know it didn't end well.
He was always like the first inning home run, and then he was money.
Yes. He struggled in 2020, but before that, he was unbelievable in a big spot.
Well, I saw that name.
But that's not a real rumor.
I saw that name floating around.
That's not a real rumor.
Well, maybe it is.
They can't get Masahiro. He's on the contract.
Listen, there's things happen sometimes. No?
Are you believing the fake rumor on Twitter now that the Dodgers got Juan Soto and it's already over?
I am not believing that.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm just making sure.
No. But I'm sure a lot of people have fallen for that rumor.
Of course.
Because that's the problem right now. Everyone's got a hot take, and everyone's so interested in being the first to report something that as soon as they see something, they yell to the skies.
I know.
I don't do that. You don't do that.
The dangers of Twitter,
now,
man.
Now, if you told me the Dodgers get him, okay, fine. Oh, but I do not believe that is true. I don't.
I hope he stays in Washington.
Nor
at this
do I
point.
Think the Dodgers are going to get him.
No, well, they could. They got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner last year from the Nationals. Mike Rizzo likes to treat the Dodgers like the major league team these days.
That's a fair point, too. Fair point. By the way, I'm being asked, you were in New Jersey on Friday.
I was.
Did you stop over at Telercio's in Middletown?
I did not.
You did not?
You told me it was out of the way.
It is out of the way. But I'm just saying. Now, here's another question.
What?
If you do get to go to D.C. tomorrow.
Yes.
Would you like to stop by on the way to D.C. and get some sandwiches for the road?
In the morning before the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to probably leave. If I pull this off, I still got to ask Spike. If I pull this off, figure I'm leaving.
Can you guys
get
me Spike real quick?
Yeah,
someone,
ask him.
Have him come down.
Because he needs to give it the blessing, if you will.
Spike, if I say you're going, you're going.
Yeah, but it's got to be in the stadium. I don't want to do it from a studio.
I can't make that happen.
Well, I'm making a fair request. Like,
okay.
I don't want to do it from a studio. I don't think it's good. I think it sounds better if I'm in the stadium. The crack of the bat in the background. I'll be able to tell you things that's occurring in the stadium. Who knows? Maybe Buck comes up. Maybe Buck's like, you know what? I want to come up to the booth. I want to hang out for a little bit. So it would have to be from the stadium. Do you not agree with
that? I'm with you on that.
Okay.
I'm with you on
that. And you sure you don't want to come?
I don't want to go.
Why not?
Because it's a pain in the ass.
Why is it a pain in the ass?
Are you going like Accela or are you driving?
No, I'm driving, man.
You're driving. That's why I don't want to go.
Oh,
I hop right in that Accela, though. I have no problem with that. I don't know. I'm sure I've got plans tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, to do a show. So do the show, and then you get to watch Jake pitch, and then you go home.
The problem is to get down to the stadium to do a 2 o'clock show, what time do I have to leave my house?
8 a.m.
Yeah, it's not happening.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not getting up at 6:30 in the morning to meet you. Spike, come in a second.
You did a morning show for 13 years.
And I'm still making up for the lack of sleep.
I mean, you woke up at 3 a.m. to do that show.
2:30, but close enough, yes. I was in the building by 4 every day, unless I was playing blackjack. Spike, how are you?
I'm great.
Can you turn on your microphone and be a professional, please? Jesus.
Don't you have
Can
a
you
producer?
Turn on this microphone?
Oh, but it's Rosie's fault. It's not mine.
This is the first time you've been on this show in studio.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Evan
nice to see you too.
Would like to do tomorrow's show from a broadcast booth at whatever stadium the Nationals play in so that he can then be in the building when DeGrom makes his return. I said you have my blessing, which is all you need.
It was actually his idea.
But I can't take care of the behind-the-scenes maneuverings to get him into a broadcast booth. You can. Can you make that happen?
No, I don't think so.
There you go.
What's the reason?
Why not?
Howie doesn't want me in there?
Every day, there's another Evan idea for him to broadcast at some locale that allows him to watch a sporting
but
event.
He can just
watch
on TV. Of DeGrom.
Yeah, this one's different. This isn't a net playoff game no one cares about.
I got you covered.
Just watch it on TV, man.
Will you do this for me?
Okay.
All right, if you're not going to send him to... It's no cost. He'll pay for his way down there.
Yeah, of course.
We have a performance studio here with a lot of TVs, do we not?
We do.
Okay. Will you allow us to turn the performance studio into a viewing party for two people, just me and Evan, and you guys cater the lunch?
Wait a minute.
How's that?
Oh, is it an afternoon
no,
game?
No, it's a night game.
Yeah, you're
it
not
is?
Gonna,
yes.
You're not going to stay here.
I take that back.
I was about to say, Spike, there's no way you're staying here to watch Jake
pitch. I thought
for
some reason it was a day game.
No, Wednesday's a day game, and I'm already going because we're off that day.
Oh.
You said to me, why wouldn't you go Tuesday 2 to see Jake pitch?
Yeah, you should go.
I'd love to, but I can't unless I'm able to do the show from a studio.
Did you think he was going to do the show while watching the game?
I don't know. I was confused. I got confused there for a second.
Bro, you lost.
I was just trying to get some out of you is all I was trying to do there. How about this?
Okay.
How about, because the game's tomorrow night, I just found out, not tomorrow afternoon. How about to take care of your afternoon star, Evan Roberts, just to get him in the mood? You buy lunch tomorrow.
That's fair. I got that.
Is that fair enough?
Absolutely.
You made this somehow about yourself. I don't know how you did it.
Just call one of those delis. You get free stuff for them. We'll say that I
bought
it.
Coming tomorrow already anyway. Right. Trying to see if you'd say yes to that or not.
Sure.
All right. That's
by the way, this fine that you said, no, I respect it. Just wait till October. You'll be getting ideas and requests a lot throughout October,
I got
bro.
A great idea.
Okay.
To put Evan in the ballpark mood, which he's not going to be able to be at now because you won't let him broadcast him there. You come to work tomorrow dressed up like a hot dog.
I can do that.
Is that good?
That I can do. Yeah. Okay. I have the supplies for that.
All right,
I can take
care tomorrow,
of that.
You'll come in studio at some point tomorrow
dressed like a hot dog.
Very fair.
So that Evan feels like he's in the ballpark.
The architect, Chris Oliveira, has already asked me to come to work wearing the hot dog costume without anybody else.
Yes. So, you know, there was years ago I worked at a radio station with a program director. We made a mascot. Mm-hmm. And we named him after the program director. And I was thinking maybe we should do something similar here for the fall where we create a WFAN mascot and it's either you in the costume or it's patterned after you. Would you go for either one of those?
I love the idea of a mascot. I thought about doing that at WIP. But
we
I
did
don't...
it at IP.
Well, you
we had a mascot in the mid-90s. The mascot's name was Pigby.
Oh, right.
Because there's a guy named Tom Bigby who was our boss.
The joke now.
And he was like 350 pounds. He had little alligator arms with psoriasis on it.
Right.
May he rest in peace, of course. But we had a mascot called Pigby.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy to back the mascot idea. Yes. I don't think the mascot should be designed after me in any way.
Okay, but you'll bless us creating a mascot.
100%.
Yes.
Hey, by the way,
that's a great idea.
I love mascots.
Sure, if they're done the right way.
You know, the Mets asked Evan and I to go to a home game, and for one of us to be Mr. Met, the other one to be Mrs. Met. And I said, yes, I'm in. My boy over here said no.
Because I want to watch the game. Yeah. I don't want to be.
You really said no?
You're damn right I did.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss a game.
So I may do it by myself.
Yeah, I think you should do it by
yourself.
But
I think it'd be awesome.
That's a horrible decision not to do that.
Can I do it pregame and then change out into my normal outfit and time for the game?
You just watch the game on DVR or something.
You want me to go to the game as Mr. or Mrs. Met.
Yeah.
Hang out with everybody, then go home and watch it?
Yeah. But here's the rules of the mascot, though. You can't talk.
Yeah, that's a problem. How are you going to get through that?
You can't. That's my goal in life.
Really, to not talk?
To be amongst 40,000 people not talking to them? This is perfect. Yeah. All right. So, lunch tomorrow on you.
Yep.
Mascot's been blessed. Got
for
it.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I forgot to ask you one thing. When I was in isolation, I went through the rabbit hole of YouTube. Did you do a show with Artie Lang for a while?
2 days. I did a
show.
It was
only 2 days?
Yeah.
The one here on Varick?
Yeah. So when he was doing that late night show with Nick DiPaolo, and after Nick DiPaolo was.
Your favorite fullback?
Richie.
Yeah,
Richie was
John
after
Richie
me,
did that show.
But after they got rid of DiPaolo or he left or whatever, they tried out people. I tried out for 2 days. Ritchie got the job, who I later hired in Philadelphia.
I was watching prank phone calls, and you were there laughing at the prank phone call. What I saw.
My mom watched that, and she said, all you did was laugh the whole time.
Yes.
And I said, well, Artie Lang's there. He's the funniest guy ever. It was a great experience.
I was a guest on that show one of the days that Richie was trying out, and I said to Artie offline, I go, he's not the right guy. I told John that, too, and 15 years later, he's had a great run in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yes.
So there you go.
Yep.
Good dude, actually. All right, thank you, Spike. Very much. Appreciate that. All right, so you're locked in.
We got free lunch tomorrow. That's what we got out of this whole thing.
I thought somebody was bringing ribs or something today, Tommy told me. He failed me on that. But I've got a place tomorrow. I think Mike Rossman's, the Irish pub, is bringing food in tomorrow.
All to get us in the mood to watch Jacob DeGrom throw a baseball for 5 minutes.
What happened to the pulled pork guy today, Tommy?
I got the date wrong. He wanted to come in next Monday.
See?
Yeah.
That's what I deal with here.
I did.
So I didn't eat lunch today because I'm waiting for pulled pork.
So he's coming in next Monday?
No, he's not.
Oh,
because there's not going to be anybody here.
Yeah.
So, why? No.
You're off, and I'm going to Giant Camp, so there's nobody here for
you. I think it was date sensitive, so I'm trying to work on another date.
See what I mean? Yeah, you think I'm a bad guy, but that's what I deal with on a regular basis.
I know. All he could talk about. All he could talk about this morning was, I can't wait for the pulled pork. The pulled pork is coming. Let's not order lunch. The pulled pork is coming.
And then, by the way, Evan, he doesn't even come and tell me.
No, I know.
There's no like at 12 o'clock, hey, by the way, my bad. No ribs, no pulled pork today. It'll be another Monday, so you're on your own for lunch.
Yeah.
So I sit there with a plastic fork and knife, waiting. Nothing shows up. So I'm eating day-old sesame noodles.
But at least Spike is taking care of us tomorrow.
Spike's got lunch tomorrow.
How about that?
So there you go.
I couldn't get to do a show from Nationals Park, but you know what I get? A hot dog to eat.
No, no, we're not getting hot dogs tomorrow. He's dressing up as a hot dog. Yeah,
right.
if he's buying... I know what I'm getting tomorrow.
What are you getting?
You'll see tomorrow. Big surprise.
Oh, okay.
I'll work it out with Spike offline. Don't worry about it. 3:31, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Your calls in a moment. Obviously, Mets and Yankees. Fan base is waiting in angst. Who are we going to sign? Maybe nobody. And, of course, the Deshaun Watson stuff. 877-337-6666. Let me tell you something. A lot of you have reacted and gone to the liquor store and bought 1,800 tequila because I've been telling you about it. And every one of you loves it, just like I told you you would. 1,800 tequila, the original, super premium, 100% agave tequila. I love it. And there's so many different types to try. Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, of course. Those are the basics. Then they have the crystal clear, totally smooth, Cristalino, or the Millennio, and my current favorite, 1800 Coconut. Whether it's in a pina colada or mixed with Sprite, I love it. I can't get enough of it, and you will too. 1800 Tequila. It is made from blue agave, which is hand-picked in Jalisco, Mexico. This ain't made in some Newark factory. It's made on the motherland. That's why it's the best. Try it for yourself.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.